All right. Welcome to Mike M's Weekly Reads. And the hot topic for discussion today is Bad Idea Comics. A press release was released on February 6th, 2020. And I just wanted to give some thoughts on this. These are initial thoughts. They're not, I might change my mind because a lot of thoughts have come to my head because I'm spending a lot on fucking shipping. And this announcement, while positive, because I like the idea that they're not digital, because I'm a physical guy. Like I like that Bad Idea Comics is a good idea, in my opinion, to not offer them digitally, because I think that's where a lot of theft comes. Yeah, theft will always be there because people will scan them in, but then it makes it more accessible. But I really like Dinesh, and I like Warren, and I like all the people that Josh and Matt Kent and Jeff Lemire and all the old Valiant crew, like they're getting a lot of Valiant talent. I like it a lot. I like them a lot, and I want to get their products. But the big announcement is they're only gonna distribute this to 20 stores initially. Which means that the initial run will be like Valiant kind of thing when it launched. So it's very similar because those early Valiant comics were tough to get. I mean, I got a lot of them after the fact and they were a bear. And part of me is saying, well, I already do this bullshit for Sight Comics, but I have a friend that owns a store. And I'm able to get the Sight Comics through Cowabunga. I already do this for TKO, which I went directly to them, but then Cowabunga started supporting them. So now I just go to TK, I go get my TKO from Cowabunga. So now I have two sources of comics, but have to worry about shipping, but I can get them through there. The Atomic Pulp comics, which I absolutely adore, which are like Bronze Age 60-page giants, they go to Indie Planet. So I have to go to Indie Planet, and I don't always go right away. I usually wait until there's Indie Planet is kind of a print-on-demand type, so like that collectability will make it tough for those because anybody could order them, but damn, it's good if you like reading some stories because you can order them whenever you want. But there's shipping involved there, and then I have DCBS and shipping involved there, and then the occasional eBay and shipping involved there, plus comic prices. And the downside to that is if they don't carry it at DCBS, which I already heard that's a no-brainer, they're not going to do it. And if they don't go to Cowabunga, which they probably won't, because I don't think they're a huge Valiant store other than what they've done recently with the Bloodshot cover. So I don't think he's got hooks in with Dinesh or Crew Warren or any of those people. I don't think I want to, like, part of me is saying I don't want to think about getting these books. I know I'll probably be overcome with my passion and get them, but right now, at this moment, I'm thinking maybe enough is enough, you know? If you're gonna make me work hard enough, maybe it's just not worth it. I'll probably regret it at some point, but maybe it's time to just say, I'll spend the money on other things, you know? And if I don't know about it, if I don't know about Bad Idea Comics, then I won't be tempted. So what I could do is I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I could put a filter for bad ideas so I don't know about it, because if out of sight, out of mind, I could go to Facebook and get out of that group, Bad Idea. I don't want to get out of the Valiant group though. That and they post stuff there, but I don't always go there, and I don't always get notified because I guess it's not a frequently I don't frequently vacate those premises, but I do poke around from time to time, and I could try to avoid it because I think it'll be a hot topic just because all those people are from Valiant. I love Dinesh, I love those guys, but initially when I heard about Bad Idea, I was very curious, and Dinesh told me you won't like it. And I thought it was because they were going to be digital only. But I think he might know that I don't like to have to work to get my comics. I'd rather have them accessible and just get them, just pre-order them. And this kind of disappoints me, but that's how I feel right now. And the press release was from Newsarama, at least the one that I. There might be other information out there. And let me read that to you. So, the press release is a group of former Valiant executives and creators have teamed up to form Bad Idea, a new publisher focused on high-end comic books available through extremely limited number of stores, 20 to be exact, to start out with. So, that means those, if you're into collectability, you really have to go to those stores to get it. That Greenberg guy that's on the Valiant pages, it's more likely it'll be his because Dinesh is taking pictures with them. So that's almost like a guarantee you can go to him. Bad ID's plans are to produce 1 to 2 single issue comics per month. That's fair. At a company standard price of $3.99, that's also great news. These pristinely designed prestige format packages will have no variants, that's a plus, and no collections, so there's no trades. That one I don't care for because I like the Valiant paradigm where you have the singles and then you have the trade and then you have the hardcovers because I like all the different formats. Bad Idea does not plan to release any of their comics digitally. I personally like that for many reasons, but I know a lot of my friends will not like that. Like that means Daryl will be out. Daryl will say, "Fuck no," but I bet you he'd want to read these because he was a Valiant fan, but he's like all digital. So if you want one, you have to head into one of these handpick 20 retail stores, or order from them. I'm sure some of them will offer a mail order service like that Greenberg guy. So what comics will Bad Idea be publishing to start off? Listen to this. The company will launch with ENIAC from writer Matt Kent and artist Doug Braithwaite in May 2020. The premise still hasn't been revealed. There's been some initial screenshots of stuff. They all look awesome. Though no other titles have been announced, Bad Idea states that it has projects in the works involving creators Mae Kett from Young Justice, Joshua Dysart, amazing, Unknown Soldier and Harbinger, Thomas Chiarello from Exo Manowar, Louis LaRosa from Bloodshot Reborn, Adam Pollina from X-Force, Robert Venditti from Justice League or Exo Manowar. I don't know why they didn't put Exo Manowar there. Marguerite Bennett from Batwoman, Eric Heisner from Bird Box and The Arrival. He's the Hollywood guy that he did. Why can't I think of that book? Secret Weapons. Jodie Hauser from Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. She's done some work for Valiant too. Jeff Lemire, Black Hanner, Hammer and Gideon Falls. Also Bloodshot Reborn. Peter Milligan, Ecstatics. He's also done work for Valiant in that Roman Day thing. I can't think of what the name is. Zeb Wells, Amazing Spider-Man, and more. One other title, Megalith. That's interesting because Megalith was a character that was in continuity comics from Neil Adams. So he must have let that property or trademark expire. So these guys could grab it, because I'm sure they're well aware of Megalith. He was, they were sort of big in the day, at least on launch. Headed up by CEOs, co-chief creative officers Dinesh Shamdasani. I've never been able to pronounce his name very well, so I apologize. Warren Simmons, sorry, and Bad Idea also includes Hunter Gorison. I met all these guys at one point or time at a convention. Director of marketing Joshua Johns, he also was at Valiant, and sales consultant Adam Freeman, also a Valiant employee. And at this time, the retailers who will carry these titles have been not been announced, but I'm sure they will be announced soon. But as of now, I'm kind of waiting for the announcement, seeing who they pick, who they're going to, and I'll go from there. I'm sure there'll be a New York-based shop. They'll probably be that guy in California. Those will probably be my guesses, but I highly don't think it'll be Cowabunga or DCBS. So, man, this could be a tough one. But right now, I am leaning towards waiting for the announcement. See what options I have to subscribe to all their books, because I'm all in on a lot of things. I buy more comics than anybody I ever known. Even the Guinness Book Records holder currently, his monthly intake. The only one that I know of that could get more, but there are more back issues, is Aaron Meyer, and because he just buys a lot and sells a lot. I'm a different collector. I don't sell. I just buy and read and buy and read and collect. But disappointed. Everything was like check mark, check mark, check mark, and then 20 stores, and I'm like, ah. So right now I'm at a wait and see, leaning towards not. And if I do the not, I think I'm going to pretend they don't even exist. Because if I don't know how great these books are, then I probably won't get them. And I know that the podcasts I listen to probably won't go to the extra effort to get these. I'd be really surprised if they did. So I probably out of sight, out of mind, is what I'm hoping for if they don't go to a shop that's accessible. So thanks for listening, and that's about all I have to say. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to release this short episode, and peace out. You can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. Let me know what you think. At Mike Myers Brunch, I'm located at geekbrunchpodcast.com or dcnoisepodcast.com. And Facebook is Geek Brunch Podcast or DC Noise Podcast. So you take it easy. Thanks for listening to Mike M's Weekly Reads. And when I come back, the next one, it'll actually be a regular episode. I just wanted to get initial thoughts out. Peace out. Talk to you later. Bye.